Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 4, The Appearance of Sri Narada, Part 1, Text 1 through 13, The Questions of Shaunaka Muni. Upon hearing Sutta Goswami speak thusly, Shaunaka Rishi, who was the elderly and learned leader of all the rishis engaged in that prolonged sacrificial ceremony at Naimisharanya, congratulated Sutta Goswami by addressing him as follows. O Sutta Goswami, you are the most fortunate and respected of all those who can speak and recite. Please relate the pious message of Srimad Bhagavatam, which was spoken by the great and powerful sage Shukadeva Goswami. In what period and at what place was this first begun? And why was this taken up? From where did Krishna Dwaipayana Vyasa, the great sage, get the inspiration to compile this literature? Vyasadeva's son, Shukadeva, was a great devotee, an equibalanced monist whose mind was always concentrated in monism. Shukadeva was transcendental to all mundane activities, but being unexposed, Shukadeva appeared like an ignorant person. And while Sri Vyasadeva was following his son, beautiful young damsels who were bathing naked covered their bodies with cloth, although Sri Vyasadeva himself was not naked. But they had not done so while the son of Vyasadeva, Shukadeva, had passed by. The sage Vyas inquired about this from the young ladies, and the young ladies replied that Shukadeva was purified, and so when looking at them, he made no distinction between male and female, but the sage Vyas did make such distinctions. And after wandering in the provinces of Kuru and Jangala, appearing like a madman, dumb and retarded, how was Srila Shukadeva recognized by the citizens when he entered the city of Hastinapur? And how did it so happen that King Parikshit met this great sage Shukadeva, making it possible for this great transcendental essence of the Vedas, Srimad Bhagavatam, to be sung to Parikshit? Shukadeva Goswami was accustomed to stay at the door of a householder only long enough for a cow to be milked, and Shukadeva did this just to sanctify the residence. And it is said that Maharaj Parikshit is a great first-class devotee of the Lord, and that his birth and activities are all wonderful. So please tell us about Parikshit, for he was a great emperor possessing all the opulences of his acquired kingdom. Indeed, Parikshit was so exalted that he was increasing the prestige of the Pandu dynasty. So why did Parikshit give up everything to sit down on the bank of the Ganges and fast until death? Parikshit was such a great emperor that all of his enemies would come and bow down at Parikshit's feet, and they would surrender all their wealth for their own benefit. Parikshit was full of youth and strength, and Parikshit possessed insuperable, insurmountable kingly opulences. So why did King Parikshit want to give up everything, including his life? Those who are devoted to the cause of the personality of Godhead live only for the welfare, development, and happiness of others. They do not live for any selfish interest. So even though Emperor Parikshit was free from all attachment to worldly possessions, how could Parikshit give up his mortal body, which was the shelter for others? O Sukta Goswami, we know that you are expert in the meaning of all subjects, except some portions of the Vedas, and thus you can clearly explain the answers to all these questions that we have just put to you. Recorded December 20, 2022 by Nirantaradasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.